Joe, thank you for giving me just a few moments of your time here at Motor City Comic Con. I am, like yourself, a big Star Wars fan, and quite honestly, I do have some of your artwork in my house, and mainly, I should just say thanks, Matt, because all of these look badass. Oh, all of them, man.
Thank you.
One question I gotta ask, Matt, who's your favorite character to draw?
My favorite Star Wars character to illustrate is Darth Vader. Hands down. He's my favorite.
How couldn't it be, man? He's just great, man.
Well, my style is very graphic in terms of like high contrast, like, you know, very dynamic shadows and light. So, because I'm a comic book artist also. So I employ my graphic style in my Star Wars art. And Darth Vader, you know, being his costume is all black, so it works really. His look works really well with my style.
Okay. One thing I love about some of your style that I don't see a lot, and it would make more sense that it made, like when I saw it, it made all the sense in the world, like the propaganda art, mainly because I don't think people are just showing up just to be a part of Sith and kind of like rally behind it. Sith, mainly because Sith get a lot of bad press.
Right, right. The propaganda art's fun because it kind of straddles the real world with this Star Wars world a little bit more in terms of, you know, it's not necessarily that you would really see these propaganda posters in universe, but then again, maybe you would, you know. It's one of those things where it's like, these posters could be used in the Star Wars universe, or they kind of work on another level, just from an art appreciation level or a fan level. You know, if you like that style of art, or if you're into that kind of genre, it's kind of a cool little niche to work in, I think, with the propaganda style.
Okay, and also we're not going to just Star Wars the whole thing. You also do work with Star Trek.
Yep.
You are a man who walks between the worlds.
I do. I get the man that walks in both worlds. That's right.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing Star Wars longer. And the reason I do Star Trek, I mean, it's, you know, Star Wars opened the door to all these other properties, you know, like Star Trek, Farscape, Doctor Who, you name it. So, but Star Trek is, you know, a pretty big franchise, you know, to itself, just like Star Wars is. So I get a lot of opportunities. A lot of Star Trek publishers will call me and ask me to do Star Trek work. And I'm a fan, for sure. I'm definitely more of a Star Wars fan, but I love Star Trek just as well, so. So, you know, they go hand in hand with me. But if I'm going to have to pick, it's always going to be Star Wars.
Okay. Yeah. And lastly, thanks for giving us a couple minutes of your time. Any high hopes for Episode 7?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't even have to hope. I already know it's going to be amazing. From what I've seen, and I can't really divulge that, but I just know from my sources that it's going to be amazing. Like, it's I have no doubt. Doubts at all. From what I've seen, it's gonna blow people away.
Okay, awesome. Like the trailer when he looks, like when Han looks over at Chewie and says,
yeah,
"We're home." I just, oh man, just take my money right now.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, just expect that. Expect that kind of stuff like the entire movie. I mean, it's gonna be pretty awesome. So.
All right, well, Joe, man, thanks for giving me just a little bit of your time. I know you're busy at the con, and where can they see your stuff, man?
They can visit me online at joecaroni.com. That's my official website. And follow me on Facebook. I have my Joe Caroni Facebook fan page. I'm on Twitter, Instagram. All my social media is connected to joecaroni.com, so I'm pretty easy to find.
All right, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.